93.3 KZOZ Rocks. We are live at 5, brought to you by Go Green Care. Don't settle for B+. You deserve the best medicinal delivery service. You can call Go Green Care, 877-420-FORU. I'm Suzanne. Tonight, not rolling solo per usual. I got a friend in studio, Terry Lawless. Welcome in, man.
Thank you very much, Susan. Listen to you all the time.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And we've been talking about you a lot the past week or so with the Sweetheart Brunch coming up on Sunday. You all geared up for that?
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great because most of the time I have trouble not playing ballads. I have a lot of ballads in my repertoire, and I'll get to pull them all out.
Nice. Yeah, you definitely don't have to worry about that when you're...
No, not at all.
Your job is to set the romantical scene.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And we've been getting you entered to win at KZOZ.com. It's Love at the Lighthouse, this Sweetheart Brunch. So you're going to hear some great tunes from Terry. You got brunch, local wine, little trolley ride up there. Have you ever done the tour of the lighthouse there? I haven't done that.
No, actually, I'm going to go up there tomorrow and check everything out. But everyone that tells me they've gone says it's absolutely fabulous and one of the quaintest places you'll find in San Luis Obispo County.
I was reading a little history on it. It was 1890. That thing dates back real far. And when you do the tour, the docents are actually in costume for the period. And, you know, so it's a really kind of immersive when you go in there.
Well, and I understand they do a lot for school tours and a lot of children up there. So
educational.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
right on.
That pulled me right. As soon as they say kids, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, I know when you're listening out there, you're probably like, all right, Suze, get to the point here. We want to know who won these tickets. So I will let you know that Barbara Lang of Arroyo Grande is our big winner out of the KZOZ.com entries. But I will also give you a little tease and let you know that before Terry leaves tonight, at some point, we're going to open these phone lines. Not yet, but we will do it. And I have one more pair to give away on the air tonight, just because it's a special occasion. Terry's here and we have a lot to talk about. I mean, you've done so much in your life, in your career, and it's kind of hard to know like where to start, but I think maybe let's start locally. Like, how did you end up here on the Central Coast? Did you grow up here?
No, I married a San Fernando Valley girl and we lived in Northridge, and the day they put, metal detectors on the school doors, we took a trip to Carmel, and on the way back down we looked at real estate newspapers from every little town and came up to look at a big piece of property.
You know what, that's so crazy that you say that, like those exact words. My mom moved us up here when I was 13 going into eighth grade, and I was from San Fernando Valley. We lived in like Tarzana, Reseda, Van Nuys. And the same exact thing she said. When they installed metal detectors at Reseda High School, that's when she knew she didn't, you know, she had to get me and my sister out of the city.
Exactly. You have to do something when something like that takes place.
Yeah, trippy. Serendipitous. So, here, go ahead. We got a little mic.
I'm better.
There we go. So, okay, so how long have you been up here then?
We moved here in 1990 and lived in Tepesque Canyon, so kind of isolated, and then... tried to get some better schools for the kids about 2000.
Yeah.
And moved into Santa Maria, which I love.
I was trying to figure out, I'm like, I see a lot of your gigs down in that area. So you live in Santa Maria.
Yeah, this is kind of rare that I'm playing at the Lighthouse. Did I go anywhere north of, let's say, the Napomo County line?
Sure.
Or the Napomo line? Because I'd rather go south than be one of the 200 bands up here fighting over the 20 gigs.
There,
you know,
is definitely a big scene up here, that's for sure. Well, we're stoked to have you in. It's terrylawless.com if you want to check it out. I love on your website that like you have your resume on there, and it's just so cool to look back and see all these things that you've done, all these like artists that you've worked with, from you know huge to local. I think it's so cool that a guy like you can do something like that, and you're still busy out. I mentioned it a lot throughout the week that you are like the touring keyboardist for U2,
among other things. Yeah, that's one of the big things I do for them. I leave next week to start rehearsals for the next tour.
Yeah, and I see you chock full of dates and like through the spring and looks like to the summertime even.
Yeah, I'm booked through kind of November.
You basically just know what 2018 looks like for you at this
Pretty
point.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we want to say congratulations again to Barbara Lang of Arroyo Grande. She picked up those tickets for this Sweetheart Brunch at the Lighthouse down in Avila this weekend. It's on Sunday. There's still tickets available. We've got you linked at KZOZ.com. We'll open these phone lines here in a little bit, get you another chance to win. We're talking on the local level, and we were trying to hash out a few songs to play and talk about, we're going to do this I Shot the Sheriff version here. It is live at 5, so this is a live version. Take us into where you're at and who you're with on this.
Okay, this is the very popular guitarist David Miller that has since moved to Washington with a nationally known blues band. Will Anderson on bass and Stan Whiting on drums at one of the Ramona Park gigs that they put on during the summer. And we just have a great time playing together, and we're trying to get a reunion back together, as a
awesome.
Matter of fact. The Dave Miller Band.
Awesome. Well, let's check this out. This is I Shot the Sheriff, Dave Miller Band, with some keys, and it looks
and
like...
I play a little flute on
nice.
This as well. Yeah.
Is it a heavy metal flute?
No, it's a silver flute.
Do you remember? No, okay, well, we'll get to that coming up. It's KZOZ Live at 5. Yeah, KZOZ Live at 5 and super local right there down at Ramona Park 2014. Grover Beach with the Dave Miller Band. Terry Lawless in studio with us tonight. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great now. I love that guy.
Yeah, that was a great, I mean, the flutes were awesome, the keys were awesome, but that guitar, man, that was... And you were off the air, you were saying he's up for like an award up in Washington?
He's up for Blues Guitar of the Year in the Washington Blues Society.
Nice.
And we should know about that in the next week,
I think. Cool, man. Well, thanks for bringing that in tonight, too. That's awesome. So we're talking about the Point San Luis Lighthouse and the Sweetheart Brunch this Sunday. And you can get out there. Tickets available. Links are at KZOZ.com. We gave a pair to Barbara Lang out of Arroyo Grande tonight for entering at KZOZ.com. I'm going to open these phone lines. Not yet. We're almost there. Hang tight. I want to talk a little more about what you've been up to in the world. And, I mean, there's so many people. I don't even, like I said, where to start here. But you mentioned we're off the air a little bit on how you kind of came about in U2, and then that takes us back a few steps. So yeah. Maybe let's start there.
Yeah, you have to go backwards to know where you've been.
So you're on tour with U2 this year. You've been doing that for a while with them since like
18
the
years.
Early 2000s. Yeah. Really, really cool. And then they picked you up from?
From Bruce Springsteen.
No big deal.
No.
Only played with the Boss. What's it like jumping in a band like the E Street? I mean...
Well, this was the E Street reunion band, and those guys just, they've been playing together forever. So
yeah. Is it tough to hop into a situation like that with people that have been playing that long together and are so tight?
No. You know, most of the time, I'm doing a lot of other things other than playing things, and these guys carry that.
Gotcha.
And,
yeah, because you do not just keys, but you're like programming stuff.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff. I just do a lot of stuff. Let's say I have a skill set that's pretty unique, and that's what got me in with you too.
Awesome.
Before Springsteen, I was with David Bowie. Before that, Phil Collins. And it's just, if you keep your nose clean and do a good job with people, it's a lot of the time it's the same production team, and they just plug in a new pop star.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I would be remiss to not ask you about Bowie. I mean, is there like a memory of him that you would share with us?
Oh my God,
there's probably a lot, but
Bowie is my was my son's honorary godfather, because I have a son, Bowie Lawless.
Oh, awesome!
How's that for a rock and roll?
Yeah,
name?
Is he a musician?
You know, he's learning, but
okay.
he doesn't have the passion that I had for it, and
gotcha.
So I let him find his own
sure.
his own path, and then help him get behind him whatever he does. And
sure.
he's studying computers and math at UC California in Channel Islands.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. Really cool. So I mean, it sounds like you had a pretty close situation with Bowie. I mean, if he's
you know what, he was the most impressive man I ever met in my life. Sorry, Bono.
I'm sure he will understand.
he does, because all those guys, all the Irish guys, love David Bowie. He was great at anything he tried, and a workaholic. And whatever he put his mind to, whether it was sculpting or acting or prose or writing or music, or, you know, if he wanted to be a barista at Starbucks, he would have been the best darn barista you ever met in your life. He was just absolutely fabulous at everything he put his hands on, and one of those guys that when he's on stage, no matter what he's doing, you absolutely can't take your eyes off of it. Even if there's a great guitar solo going on from Carlos Rios or a great piano solo from Mike Garson, you can't stop watching what Bowie's doing while the solo's going on.
He definitely has that power, that gravity for sure.
It's not fair to the other guys on stage.
Did he ever say any like words of wisdom to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, stuck with you?
Absolutely. He came in. I was into a rehearsal early one day, and I had the headphones on, and I was working away, and it was on one of my own tunes because we hadn't started yet. And he came over and he said, "Well, what you working on there, Tell, you know?" And I said, "Well, sorry, boss, we haven't started yet. It's one of my own tunes." He said, "Here, let me have a listen." And he put the phones on and he said, "Run that back again." And he said, "Stop right there. You know, I think I would have gone somewhere else with the chorus right here. This is a little too vanilla, a little too plain." And it made me stop and think that you can just stop a tune anywhere. And it's like a crossroads with five or six different paths. And in the studio, you have a chance to try them all. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about it. Playing live, you've got one shot and that's it. But in the studio, you can try them all. And that's what he really, really taught me, is just try every option and you'll the right one will speak to you.
That is so cool. Words of wisdom from Bowie through Terry Lawless. We live vicariously through you a little bit there. We're hanging out in celebration of this Point San Luis Sweetheart Brunch this Sunday. So again, KZOZ.com if you need tickets, and you'll see Terry out there. You call it Sweet Teas.
Sweet Teas One Man Caravan.
Love that. Do you do that thing too where you're like playing drums with your feet, doing guitar, playing
keys? I don't do a lot of that. Yeah. I do like I'll play piano and sing, mm-hmm. or I'll do some busking where you use a looper and just keep adding tracks.
Yeah, that's been a pretty popular thing lately, too.
It's a popular thing, but most of the time people want me just to play. I've produced tracks mm-hmm. that I play along with, and I tailor them to my strengths.
Cool.
And that's what they prefer, I think.
Are you going to bust out that flute?
Absolutely.
What about you? Play sax too, right?
I've been playing sax for over 50 years, yeah.
And so we're talking off the air. You said something like, which instrument is your sweetheart?
Well, you know, the saxophone is the only instrument you can wrap your arms around and breathe life into.
Oh, wow. That's very poetic.
And I made that up. So you can quote me on that.
Yeah, there you go. Quotes from Terry Lawless in KZOZ Live at 5. I'm Suzanne. We are getting into another tune. Now, this is something that you played on as well with U2 and Green Day. And this is a live jam of The Saints Are Coming. Take us into this performance and kind of where you guys were and what was going on.
Well, we were reopening the Superdome with the New Orleans Saints. And U2 and Green Day got together to play the halftime show and to try to bring a little more energy and happiness back to this city that had been devastated. So this is an old Skids tune that they redid. And this is me on the intro. You can really hear it's electric piano and the two singers.
Awesome.
And I'm the electric piano.
Well, it's very rare that we have the actual player on the tunes when we're doing it, but this is KZOZ Live at 5. Check it out. We are in it, KZOZ Live at 5. The Saints Are Coming. You two and Green Day live there, and a little work from Terry Lawless in there as well. Terry's hanging out with us live at 5 tonight here at KZOZ. It's all brought to you by our friends at Go Green Care. And, you know, I think now's the time. Let's open up some phones. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Terry playing live. Get your romance on with the Love at the Lighthouse Sweetheart Brunch, Avila Beach this Sunday, Point San Luis Lighthouse. Give me a call, 543-3693, and we're going to get you in. First one in wins. We're going super easy tonight. And to the phones. KZOZ, who's this?
This is Donald.
Hey, Donald, you're first in tonight, man.
Nice.
So we're going to help you out with your Valentine's Day situation for this Sunday.
Perfect.
So does this add on to what you already had planned, or are we like really saving your behind here?
Well, a little both, I guess. So right, no, this will work out well.
Right on, right on. Cool. Hang on for me just a minute, all right? And we'll get you the info.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, that's it.
That was good.
Oh, I love giving stuff away. It's so fun. And you got to harass people just a little bit, right?
Yeah, sure.
So before we get into our final cut tonight, we're going to do another one with you, working with you too. Talk about working with them, because we really actually didn't touch on that too much.
Well, you know, of course, I have a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't really get specific. But
you can't tell us, like, what color Bono's underwear are?
No, I can't tell you. I can tell you that just on a personal level, they're the greatest humanitarians all in one group you'll ever find, because every decision they make, they go down a whole list. Is this environmentally good? Is this, what is the impact? Are they the people involved? Are they equal opportunity employers to women and other minorities?
Awesome.
You know, what kind of, what will this do for, well, they're a little more outspoken political. So
of course, yeah.
They don't have a lot of filters there. But as far as things that they think need to be addressed, like the pediatric AIDS issue, the forgiveness of the debt of some of the countries that would have been in debt to the larger countries for years and years, they helped eradicate that. And they always put their own money where their mouth is. And to me, that's the greatest humanitarian. Someone that can organize that and use their fame and still put their own money into it.
Absolutely. And I feel like they've been doing that since kind of the beginning, really.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not something where they, like, all of a sudden got big and they're like, oh, we need to give back now. Like, they really have been doing those steps all along the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, see Terry out on tour with you two this spring, it looks like, and summertime. You're probably going to be on tour with them for next couple, huh?
Yeah, I think I get July and August. I hope I have them off, because I've booked it all with local gigs now.
Yeah, so I saw some stuff for you. You're doing the Sweet Tea's one-man caravan a lot down in the Santa Maria Lompoc or Napomo area. But then you're also, I saw with Burning James and the Funky Flames, you're going to be out at the Santa Barbara Fair.
Yeah, I'm filling in for my friend Ken Burton and doing the 10 shows over 5 nights at the Santa Barbara County Fair in Santa Maria at the fairgrounds.
Cool.
I don't get to play with a band much anymore.
Yeah. Well, keep track of Terry. It's online at terrylawless.com. And, of course, if you want the tickets for the Sweetheart Brunch, we already have all the freebies gone, but still available for purchase. KZOZ.com has your links. Terry, take us into this last one here. We're going to do another one with you, too. And Moment of Surrender, what's this one about?
You know, back in 2006, maybe, I did an album with U2 called No Line on the Horizon. Mm-hmm. And Rolling Stone magazine picked the top 500 tunes of all time. This next tune, I think they rated it at number 140. And I get to play the Hammond organ on that,
among
other things.
Yeah. Right on. Well, thank you so much for coming in, visiting with us. And hey, thanks for the koozies, too.
That's okay.
All right. We'll finish it out. KZOZ Live at 5, U2, and Moment of Surrender.